tonight I'll be sharing the message about the God of restoration. He will not just going to restore you, but he is actually a God of restoration. Okay? One of his names means God of restoration. So this is just an emphasis. It is beyond a teaching and preaching. It is something that God is. It's who he is. He is a God of restoration. Are you here? Wow. Now, we may have people who may actually want you to understand what I'm talking about. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I want you to hear this. God is actually God by his name. I mean, there is a name for God for a particular event. Are you here?
Yes.
For example, when we want to invoke the God who burns with the fire, you cannot say Jehovah Jireh, the God of the fire. No. Jehovah Jireh is for provision. We call on this when we are praying for provision. When we are calling for fire, we say Jehovah Esh Okra, meaning God who is the consuming fire. So when we are dealing with God is my shepherd, you want God to give you direction, to lead you. You do not invoke Jehovah Esh Okra. You invoke what? Jehovah Ra. Because he is your shepherd. So in every area, God has got a name responsible for that task. The reason why people fail to receive from the Lord, it is because they do not know God as he is on that particular event. When we are dealing with healing, we do not involve Jehovah Ra. We invoke Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah my healer. So when you know God as your healer, when you know God as your shepherd, it becomes extremely powerful because it's known in that regard. And this is why when we are dealing with the demons or diseases or anything we want to command that is challenging the name of God, we can't say in the name of Jehovah Jireh. That's why we say in the name of Jesus. Because that name of Jesus is powerful in that regard. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So when we're dealing with the things of the Spirit, they become more powerful when you know God as he is. The scriptures say, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures. In other words, you make mistakes because you do not know the Bible. You are wrong because you do not know the Bible. So when we are dealing with restoration, it's not just God said, it's the mouth of restoration. He is also God of restoration. Come on, say after me. Say Jehovah the Restorer. Say God of restoration. Speak louder. Say God of restoration. And the word God of restoration. Okay. When we are dealing with Jehovah the shepherd, my shepherd is Jehovah Ra. Jehovah the provider is Jehovah Jireh or Jireh. When we are dealing with God of restoration, it's Jehovah Ashaib. Okay? It's Jehovah Ashaib. You understand that? Say Jehovah El Ashaib. What does it mean? God, my restorer. You understand that? So if you want to have a spell on this one, you can actually write Jehovah El, E-L, and you put a dash there, right? If you're writing, okay? and then A-S-H-I, Ashi, then Yib. The Yib is Y and B. Okay? Y and B. L, Ashiyib. So it is A-S-H-I-Y-B. You get that? It means what? Serauda. God of what? God of restoration. Somebody say after me, the God of restoration. So he is not just God who can restore you, but he is actually God of restoration. It's his name, El Ashahib, which means God of restoration. He is so famous at restoring things. So your own issue or your own problem or your own thing wouldn't be the first time God is restoring. Hello? Your own issue wouldn't be the first time God is restoring. So we'll be looking at things, okay, that God can restore. Tonight we may look at two things. What can God restore? Now, the first, we'll look at God can restore your health. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, but I want you to know this, that God can restore your health. He can restore the health of your father. He can restore the health of your mother. He can restore the health of your family members. He is God of restoration. Now, I want us to go in the book of Jeremiah, all right, quickly. If you have your Bible, and we'll be reading together. All right. It's a God of restoration.
God of restoration.
Say loud again. It's a God of restoration.
God of restoration.
All right. So before, I love this one. Thank you, Jesus. How many here believe that God can restore their health? Okay. You know, I want us to go to Jeremiah 30, verse 17. Can you read it for me? What does the Bible say?
Jeremiah 30, verse number 17. For I will restore health unto thee.
Wait, thank you. Just stop there. Okay. I will do what?
Restore.
I want everybody to read together. Just read together. I want you to go read. It says, I will do what? I will restore health. That's 30 verse 17, right? It says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Are you hearing that word there? Restoration is going together with healing?
Yes.
Now it says, I will restore health unto thee, and I will do what? I will restore unto thee health, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Now, so God is saying, there's going to be a particular type of restoration is going to do. And the restoration God will do, he will actually even heal the wounds. But I want you to understand here that the healing that God is talking about here is not the healing of physical defects. There are so many people who need healing, not because they are actually sick physically, but they are passing through things. At this point, Zion was abandoned. So many people didn't want to do business with Zion, with Israel. They became like an outcast. The nation was scattered. They were forgotten. No one thought Zion would revive again. So God was giving a sign. He said, I'm going to heal you. I will restore you. I'm going to heal your wounds. There are people who are smiling right now. They are moving okay, but they have got wounds in their hearts. There are particular things they are passing through. It could be financially, it could be spiritually, emotionally, family-wise. There are so many things disturbing people. And God said, I am God who is Jehovah El Ashaib. I can heal you. I can restore to you. Somebody say Jehovah. El Ashaib. So God can heal you. So there are two types of healing. All right? You have to understand this. There is what is known as the physical healing, where a person is sick of a particular disease and you get healed when we pray for you. And then there is another healing where you are healed emotionally. Whatever healing could be, but tonight, God will restore you. So what does God say? He says, the way I'm going to restore you, Israel, Zion, he said what? He said, I'm going to restore you. People may think you're forgotten. People may think you're an outcast. But I'm going to restore you. There are people who are in pain, but God will restore you. There are people who have lost things, but God will restore you. I can see the hand of God restoring anyone else who's believing right now. Tonight, I can sense the power of God, Jehovah El Ashib, the God of restoration. He will restore every person. Whatever defect, whether it's a sickness in your body, God is going to heal you now. Whether it's a loss you had and you are scattered and you're an outcast, God will bind up your wounds. So receive the healing power. It's in the name of Jesus. Now, number two, let's look at this area, because we're dealing with God who can heal, who can restore. Now, I want us to see. So God can restore you. He can restore your health. So we have looked at the emotional part, right? Now, let's look at the physical part. In the book of Matthew 8, verse 16, the Bible says, well, can you read it for me?
When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick.
Did you hear that? It says that he healed many, he healed all that were sick. Now, this is not emotional healing. This is the physical healing. Okay, so if you're watching me now, you have diabetes, you have sugar, you have any type of disease in your blood, I want you to know that he will restore you in this month. God can restore any disease. He can restore you from any disease. He can restore you from any suffering, from any pain. And I want you to believe, because he is Jehovah El Ashib. That's who he is. He can heal you now. He can touch you now. If you believe in his name. If you believe, say, I believe in his name. Come on, say louder, say, I believe in his name. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I have this so much faith that there is somebody watching me now and they need healing right now. Right now. They say, prophet, we need this healing power. I just want to be healed. I just want to be whole. I just want to be made perfect. I want this healing in my family. I want something to happen. I serve a God who is alive. Why should I have this situation? God can heal you now in the name of Jesus. If you are broken, if you're passing through things, if you're confused and passing through a lot of emotional attacks, I want to tell you now, God is going to heal you. Believe it in the name of Jesus. Shout, I receive my healing. Say, Jehovah El Ashaib. The God that restores me. Hallelujah. Now, the second area that God is a God of restoration. He actually can restore you. In the area of finances, he can restore wealth. And I think I mentioned this in passing last service. Okay. We looked at Job 42. Remember that? No. Remember 42 verse 12? The Bible says what in Job 42 verse 12?
So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses.
NIV, read the same scripture.
The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys.
Now, I want you to see this. I want you to check verse 16. All right? And I want you to see this. This is crazy.
After this, Job lived 140 years, and he saw his children and their children to the fourth generation.
So God didn't just restore. You didn't hear this. God didn't just restore what he had, but also God restored his life. Can you imagine this? That God can actually make a person to see the fourth generations. Your children's children. Remember, all his children were dead, right? God restored. The Bible says in the verse we just read now, in verse 13, the Bible says what? The Bible says that all what he had, okay?
The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys.
Now, you hear that? So, what he had eventually were more than what he had before. Now, I have people who are watching me now who say, Prophet, my life is going down. My life is going down. God is the God of restoration. We're not talking about he's going to restore you. He is the God of restoration. It is his character. He restores people. It doesn't matter what you've gone through, whether you got your house repossessed, whether you got your job lost, whatever is happening around you right now. I want you to know that in this month, we are praying for your restoration and God will restore you. It doesn't matter how much you lost in life, but God is going to restore you. And I'm standing on my altar. I prophesy to every person under the influence of my prophetic sound and my voice. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be restoration in your house. Restoration in your finances. Restoration in your business. Restoration in your health. You will be healed physically, emotionally. There's gonna be restoration, for we serve a God of restoration. Receive this in faith, and by faith Jesus Christ will touch you. Shout amen, somebody. Jehovah El Ashihib, the God that restores me. May God restore you tonight. May he restore everything that you lost. Even things which were supposed to come to you. But the enemy diverted your blessings. They are coming back to you. God is bringing back the blessings in your life. Whatsoever you lost. You are a child of the Father. The Holy One lives inside of you. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be a demarcation between those who fear his name and those that don't fear his name. God will show people you are not a nobody. He has a great business to do with you. He will restore you as a preaching to the society. God will restore you. And people who laughed at Job, they began to look at Job and say, oh, the Bible says that the people who rejected Job went to dine with him. Until today, the story of what God did in the life of Job is still being preached. I'm preaching this story in Malawi because of restoration. People will talk about what God will do in your life. Even after your death, they'll keep on talking about how God restored your life. I said, things are coming back. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, things are coming back. Things are coming back. Things are coming back. Someone say, in the name of Jesus, I receive restoration. Say it again. All right. What else does God restore? God can restore wasted years. So wasted years. Maybe sometimes you do not understand this, but there are some years that your life, whether spiritually, whether in prayer, whether in your ministry as a man of God, as a woman of God, whether financially, whether in business, there were certain things which are supposed to happen. But the enemy wasted your years. That in that period, you never had what you were supposed to have. But God, if he looks at you, he says, what should I do with this man? God is not going to restore you with money in this regard. God will just restore the years that you wasted. You hear that? In John 2 verse 25, the Bible says what? 26, it says what?
And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten.
Wait a minute. God will restore what to you? He will restore to you what?
The years.
The years. In John 2 verse 25 to 26, God says he will restore to you the years. Now, if we go into the scripture and study the story of Isaac in the book of Genesis 26, we see from verse 1 that there was drought. Okay? So for many years, Isaac did not harvest anything. Hello? For many years, Isaac harvested nothing because there was hunger. There was no rain. There was drought. But in verse 12, verse 13, we see a mystery. The Bible says, okay, in verse 1, can you read that? In verse 1 says what?
And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech's king of the Philistines, and together.
In verse 2.
And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you, I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land.
All right. So he was about to leave because there was drought, right? He wanted to go to Egypt. All right. But the Bible says, do not leave. Stay here. Oh, come on. How many are hearing this? How many are hearing? How many are hearing? Some of you are about like, oh, all my life is finished. God says, do not run. Do not run to Egypt. Right in this business you are doing, I'm going to show you wonders. Right in this place, I'm going to multiply your life. So God said, do not move. And I want you to hear this. God said, do not move, stay here. In verse 12, the Bible says,
then Isaac sowed in that land.
Great.
And received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him.
Now, did you hear that? So, he received in the same year a hundredfold. What does that mean? It means the harvest of 100 years he received within what? No, you didn't hear this statement. The harvest of how many years? He was supposed, from the same hectareage of land, he was supposed to receive, okay? There is a good example. You have 20 hectares of land. There is a harvest expected in that particular piece. piece of land. There is a maximum yield. Okay, there's a maximum yield expected per hectare. All right? There's a maximum yield per hectare. So if you have 20 hectares, you have a tonnage expected to come out. Now that expected harvest per year times 100 is what he harvested in 1 year. Restoring the wasted years of drought. You didn't hear me. So all the years he never made it, he made it within 1 year. One time I went into prayer. I said, God, I want to see this. I want to see you, God of restoration. If you can give a person, Isaac, if you can bless him that whatsoever you were supposed to receive, all the past years appear in 1 year, it can also happen with me. May this happen with you. Whatsoever God had blessed you with for the past years, whatsoever blessing was diverted by the enemy, whatsoever God was about to do in your life and it never materialized, may everything manifest just within a year. In the name of Jesus, I make this declaration over your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, God of restoration.
God
can restore you. And I want, it's not just a story we're talking about. I'm not just bluffing here. I'm telling you, God can restore you. He can actually restore everything you lost. Are you hearing what I'm telling you now? Because it's another thing just to be believing God, like, oh, we worship a God of heaven. I was telling somebody, he came to me and he was telling me, oh, hey, by the way, why do you preach about prosperity? Don't you see the life of Abraham? I looked at the man, I said, Are you lunatic? Are you lunatic? Do you know that one thing the church is lacking behind is that we only study the men of God in the Bible one side of their faith and holiness, but we don't study their entrepreneurial life. Do you know Abraham had farms? He was feeding the whole Middle East with meat. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Do you know he was a God dealer? The Bible says he was rich in God. What does that mean? He was rich because of God. Do you think there are gold mines in Israel? There's no mining in Israel. But do you know we only choose to study, hallelujah, Abraham. Oh, he was a holy man. Let's copy. We have to copy the two sides of those great men of God. Which I just showed you a scripture here. That Isaac planted. He was a farmer. Isaac had farms. So it's like the church, all we want to do is just to believe God and about heaven. Come on, we are going to heaven, but we're not going to go poor and broke. It's like that's the part we just believe, like, hallelujah. Oh, Abraham. Jesus was, do you know Jesus had an accountant? A professional accountant by the name Judas, who betrayed him. And you don't even have one. You don't even know. You must have an accountant who must manage your money. Jesus had a financial manager. But I say, we just copy one part, like, oh, hallelujah, Jesus Christ was. Do you understand these things? Do you even know what Jesus Christ said? He even said, do business until I come. That's Jesus. The only two commandments he gave us. One, preach the gospel to the end of the earth. Two, do business until I come. So you must understand this. The years you have wasted In the relationships, one man after another, this boy comes and he goes, and this boy comes and he says he loves you, and then he disappoints you. All those years that you wasted, God will restore you this year. I'm telling you this. He will restore the wasted years. Can you imagine? Some of you, you're supposed to have 3 kids by now. By now, you're supposed to have 3 kids. And what's happening? You have pregnancy and then miscarriage. Pregnancy, miscarriage. I promise you. Twins are coming. Are you understand what I'm saying to you? Jesus said, do business until I come.
Yes.
Is there? So when you check, when you read the Bible, all right, in NKJV, actually, in NKJV, Luke 19, verse 13, what did Jesus Christ say? Read it.
Luke 19, verse 13. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
Now read again. Do what? Only that part.
Do business till I come.
Is that a request?
It's a command.
He said, do business until I come. May you be restored. All the businesses you have tried, they never worked. Every business you tried, they never worked. You try to do this, you try to do that. There's going to be a 100-fold restoration. Hey, somebody say, I believe God of restoration. Jehovah El. El Ashihib. The God that restores me. He will restore you in this year. Are you here? The wasted years. How many here actually think like they've had some years where they think the enemy took their things or the wasted years, and as a prophet, I want my wasted years to be restored. I have been here all these years, the enemy messed up. I'm believing God for restoration, that I will be restored. And I want you to know that he can restore you. All the wasted years. I'm telling you the truth. Those years you're supposed to make profits. You're supposed to be in ministry. You're supposed to save God. You're supposed to benefit. God will restore all the wasted years in the name of Jesus. You know, I want you to check in this version. Joel 2, verse 25.
The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you.
Now, I just want to say something here that is very important. All right? We saw these things. The cutting, we shared these, right?
Yes.
The stripping. Okay? And we said the stripping locust are the things that cause shame in your life. Now, God is saying, I will restore to you the years, which, then he's explaining things, where you were destroyed, you were ashamed, you were, okay, you were attacked. In NIV, just check that. In NIV, it says what? It says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locust, the young locust, the other locust, and the locust swarm. He says, I will repay. So, we have been looking at scriptures here. God is saying, I will restore your health. God says, I will restore the years. God is saying, I will restore what? I will restore to you, God restored Job. Whatsoever he had. Now, you can see God restoring the worth of Job, God restoring the health, God restoring the years, because that's part of his character. It is not just that we are praying for restoration. He is a restorer. He can restore anything you lost. He restored Job. Now he's restoring years. He's restoring the worth. He can restore anything. I'll restore health. I've just given you three now. Okay? There are more we'll be looking at and praying together because we'll be believing God. And one of the things we'll be looking at is how he can restore somebody spiritually. Are you here, right?
Yes.
He can restore somebody. We'll look at the example of the prodigal. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That you have gone before the Lord. You have actually lost your way. But he is able to restore you spiritually. He is able to forgive you. He is able to welcome you back home. Because it is part of his nature. It is his character to forgive you and welcome you back home. And he can restore. If you're watching me tonight and you feel like you are far away from God and you are lost, he can restore you back. In fact, the Bible says it is part of his ministry, the ministry of reconciliation. He can bring you back in the right track and put you back into the prayer for you, into the holy you, into the righteous you. That's his character. God's character is to restore people.